Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on anything and everything having anything to do with building and growing cleaning companies. If that's you and you are the one committed to growing your cleaning company, you know you can go to growmycleaningcompany.com and get everything you need to create the cleaning company you've always wanted. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, reach out and call us at 480-648-5149. You can apply right then and there. We are always excited to hear from you, Cleaning Nation. Today, we are chatting with my new best friend, Jay Shaw from Premier Maid Service. Premier serves the Spokane, Washington area with residential cleaning services. If you want to reach out to Jay and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.maid, spelled M-A-I-D. See what he did there? A little pun. Maidinspokane.com. Jay, welcome to Cleaning Nation.
Hey, Cleaning Nation. How's it going?
So good to hear from you, man. What's shaking? I'm in Phoenix, and it's actually rainy here. What's the world like in Spokane?
We're sitting at 91 degrees today. We've warmed up here in the last few days.
That is plenty warm, my friend. All right, so tell me a little bit about you, man. When you're not mating in Spokane, what do you do in your spare time?
I'm actually active duty military, and I own an IT company as well, so I don't have much free time.
Good Lord, you sound like you're insane. So you're active military, and you have two companies?
I have two companies and 23-year-olds, yes, sir. So I stay pretty busy.
I've never said this to a podcast guest, but what is wrong with you, man?
I don't like sleep that much, so it works out.
Apparently not, or sleep don't like you. All right, so you're 40 hours a week military?
Yes, sir. At a minimum.
Good, my gracious. And you got an IT company and a cleaning company and twins?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. Well, that's a lot of pressure to help you out, man, because you have zero time to spare. I feel like I better hook a brother up. All right. Well, what's going on in your world? How can I help you today, man?
All right. So our primary focus is residential. But recently we had a hotel owner reach out to us, and he wanted us to do some deep cleaning of his rooms. And we went through it. We did it. Everything turned out great. He was impressed with the results. So I requested a meeting with him to try to find his pain and what brought him to that point of wanting to bring in a maid service when he already has, his own housekeepers on staff. And he was just telling me they do 20 to 30 rooms a day, and they're not able to just give the focus that he needs. So quarterly, he wants to bring us in and have us focus on baseboards and, the deep clean type things that they don't do. And I was looking at possibly making that my niche. So after having a meeting with him, I crafted up an email, and I'm in the process of reaching out to people. Got a few meetings lined up. Just want some advice on going into those meetings and nailing it and getting some more people on board with that.
Okay. And just to be totally transparent with Cleaning Nation, I got to give you guys the update of what happened kind of offline right before we hit record. Usually I just ask my guests, like, hey, what's shaking your world? What do you need help with? And they give me a little bit of a heads up so I can try and act like I am a little bit organized. And we just hit the ground running. With Jay, he hit me with this wacky question about hotel deep cleaning. I'm like, man, I don't know if I can do that on air. I don't know. I've never even heard about something. I've done 100 of these shows, and I don't even know that I've heard anything like that. So not wanting to be a jerk, I'm like, well, let me just coach you up on that off air, Jay. And I gave him a couple pointers. Thinking, I don't want to do that on air because I'm not sure. And then I got all confident after I talked to him off air, and we decided to run with it. So with that whole background, I'll give you a couple quick bits of feedback first. First of all, I love that you said a couple things that shows that you're a listener and that you've got your stuff together. First of all, you said that you're looking for a niche, right? The guy contacted you, it kind of fell in your lap. You're like, hey, maybe this could be a niche for me. Fantastic. Right mindset. Beautiful. Second, you said, when you first talked to him, you were looking for his pain and to see what's wrong and what made him call you in and why he couldn't do it himself. That is fantastic. It's so different than your competitors who are going to go out there and go, I can do it better. I can do it cheaper. We got better looking, faster, better insured maids or cleaners, whatever the case may be. So good on you for A, keeping your eyes open for a niche, and B, looking really for his pain and to find out what you need as opposed to selling. Are we on the same page so far?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. So the first thing I want to give you is I don't have any feedback to say, hey, here's how to jump into that niche. I would say you're still in the niche discovery phase. You've got someone that raised their hand and say, hey, this might be a niche, but you still got to do some more research to find out if it's worth throwing a lot of time and resources into it, especially since it sounds like you have almost no time. So the way that you're going to do that is, first of all, make sure that he's got enough money. When you start doing move in, move out cleanings, which I know that's not what this is, sometimes they get real cheap on you and it's all about the lowest price. You've got people that have got staff that they're used to paying $12 an hour, whatever they have internally, and you come in at $40 an hour, sometimes that can be a problem. So I want to make sure with this guy, before you move on, he's going to pay fair wages and he's not looking to, you know, trade a bunch of time for money, but there's no profit left over at the end of the day for the company. So that's the first step. Second step.
Understood.
Yeah, so make sure there's money in it, because even if there's a million of these guys, but if none of them want to pay you or able to pay you, then it's a bad niche. So that's the first step. Second step, find out how many hotels there are that fit this niche, right? Because if it's a hotel with 8 rooms, maybe that's no good. If it's a hotel with 2,000 rooms, maybe that's no good. So kind of decide on the size hotel that you're willing to work with. Draw a circle around your office or your home office of, you know, probably 20 to 30 miles somewhere in there. Maybe a little further, because if you're going to send people out for like big shifts with, you know, 5 or 6 people, you can go a little farther. And then find out how many hotels that fit your criteria are in that area, and then start. I'd want to have probably a dozen face-to-face conversations with those guys, not trying to sell them anything, just asking a lot of questions, just like you did with this guy on pain. Is that something you're interested in? Is that even a pain that you have? Tell me more about it. Did you get any, what specific pain did you get from this guy when he said, why did he want the deep clean? What would happen if he didn't deep clean and just went on with his life?
It was only his executive suites. He had a few high-end guests that came in, and they were complaining about a few things, such as dusty baseboards and things that had been overlooked. And he had never had anyone complain about it before, so he wanted to nip it in the bud from there. And I've been looking around online. There's a few cleaners in different areas of the country, and they pushed it really heavy. It's just a totally looked-over deal here.
Yeah, which can be exciting if it's overlooked, but it can also be scary, right? You kind of wonder,
okay, I can do what
you why
said.
Are people overlooking it? What's wrong with this niche that they know that I don't know? That's probably the question I'd ask myself first.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess the first thing would be make sure that this guy is going to pay enough money and there's enough work for it to make sense within him. Second, try to identify, like what you just said, the fact that they've got an executive suite might be truth-telling, right? Maybe the people that just have regular hotels aren't any good. Is this guy high scale, upscale, like expensive per night, cheap per night? What kind of range is he in?
These hotels start at about $120 a night. They're pretty up there.
Okay. So again, those are the kind of hints and clues that you're going to look at when trying to determine if this is a niche. Because it's not just, you're not just saying, hey, is this hotels thing a good niche? You're going, well, what hotels? How big are they? What do they charge a night? Do they have executive suites?
Exactly.
You just limit it to that. And you want to start with kind of your best of those and then work your way up. So that's the first thing. I'm going to get to your question, which was, hey, how do I market to these guys when I decide they are my niche? But I wanted to make sure, first and foremost, we decided they were a good niche and I didn't just send you down a rabbit trail.
Understood.
Okay, cool. So if you find out that these guys have money and they're willing to pay it because they've got a real pain, also if you find out that there's enough of them that it's worth putting your time and efforts into. Oh, the third thing is frequency. One thing I don't like about move in, move out cleaning, about construction cleanup, and about what you're presenting to me is there's not that recurring income. My favorite thing about the maid/janitor business is you open your doors August 1st and you've got $32,000 that you know are coming in, or however big your company is. And sure, every month you might lose a company, gain 2 companies, whatever the case may be. But most businesses, you start at the beginning of the month, like retail sales and stuff, you have 0 sales. You don't have anything, right? That's why software trades at such high money, software subscription, where they keep paying in. So you're kind of missing, with this niche, one of the red flags I'd give you is you're missing out on one of the big built-in benefits to commercial cleaning, which is that check comes in every month, right? You only have to sell it today. And if it's a $2,000 a month account, that's $24,000 a year. Those guys stick around for 4 or 5 years. You've got a $100,000 account. You sold it once. Whereas with this thing, you know, maybe it's a $3,000 or $5,000 or whatever the case may be cleaning. You got to sell that every 6 months or every quarter. And if the market goes down, if they figure it out. So you're kind of, that's a big red flag in terms of any sort of move in, move out or construction cleanup or this deep clean for hotels or floor. That's why I'm not a huge fan of floor work or carpets as the basis for a business. I like them as add-ons, but not as a basis for a business. So those are the red flags.
Okay.
Good enough?
Good enough.
All right, cool. So the way I would do it is absolutely try and get this one. It's so much easier to do this if you've got a testimony or a case study that you can do. So once you do
right.
it, make sure you do an amazing job. Take before and after pictures. If he allows you, take some video of your guys doing it and then interview him for like a half hour and just really walk through like how what was your life like before you called me? What made you decide to call me? Why was it so painful?
We've done that with him.
Well, but I'm talking about on video.
Oh, video? Okay, I'll see if he'll go for that. I'll give him a call.
Yeah, so, well, again, first of all, you got to get the work, right? If you don't have the work, none of this is going to make any difference. But once you get the job, video him telling you where he was beforehand, what made him call you specifically, now that at this point you've already done the work, why he hired you, right? Why there's a lot of other people he could choose. What made him decide to go with Jay? And then the transformation he went through. And again, not like my carpets were dirty and the rooms were dirty and now they're clean. More of these people are complaining and I actually raised my rates because there's so much nicer rooms. That's the kind of stuff that you're looking for. And then while you're actually doing cleaning, shoot some videos so you can have kind of that put in there. So now you've got like a nice, you might have 30 or 40 minutes of video, but you're going to edit it down into 2 or 3 minutes of a little case study, or maybe even 4 or 5 minutes if it's really interesting. And you can start showing that to other people. And first I'd ask him, hey, I want to share this case study of what an amazing experience is because you make him sound like a genius. Who do you know in the industry that would be interested in your story? And then that's your first warm referral. Second, you could probably go to, I don't know what it is because I'm not in that space, but I promise you they have organizations and trade shows every year and monthly meetings, and you're going to want to join that. If that's why you got to do all the work to make sure this is a good niche before you start going down this path. But if it's a good niche that you want to get, you join the hotels and hospitality industry, like for janitorial, it's ISSA is our kind of janitorial. That's who we join as our association. I guarantee they've got at least one, if not 2 or 3 big associations that you can join and all of those, and they'll have monthly meetings and I can almost guarantee you'll be the only janitor or cleaning service within those meetings. You start building relationships that way. And maybe you can even use that video that you've got to start showing those people, that and I would take that video and also put it up on my website and probably make a landing page that was just like hoteldeepcleanspokane.com. I can almost guarantee you that it's available. And just make a landing page just for them. Put that video up and then start sending people to that landing page. So that's a lot of different stuff. But man, you ask a big question, you get a big answer, my friend.
I understand.
You're breaking up on me, brother. Are you there?
Oh, I'm here. I said I understand. Can you hear me now?
Yep, I can hear you. Great. All right. Any other questions or thoughts before we hit the lightning round?
No, let's go. Oh, the lightning round. That's what I didn't prepare for. Let's do it.
All right. Those are the best answers when you're totally unprepared. I love it. Question number one. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received, my friend?
Best advice. Let's say learn from other people's mistakes.
Man, smart people learn from their mistakes and geniuses learn from other people's mistakes. Question two. Speaking of mistakes, what's the biggest mistake you've ever made in the cleaning business?
When I first started the cleaning business, I was a little gung-ho, and I made some pretty big purchases just out of excitement that would have been better spent on advertising or somewhere else.
Okay, cool. Thank you for sharing that. So I don't think I've heard that before. So new guys that are ready to go, think twice before you jump in and spend a bunch of money on equipment and make sure you need it first. All right, question number three. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice today that will improve their lives and or their business?
I'm going to steal something from my dad on this one. Confidence goes a long way, but when you got the knowledge behind the confidence, it could go any further. So do your homework behind the scenes, and then it's easy to be confident when you're bidding or doing different things along those lines.
Look at you sounding all smart, man. I am absolutely picking up what you're laying down. All right, Jay, thanks for joining us. Thanks for your thank you for your service to our country. Thank you for your service to our little show. Thank you for sharing your passion and your insane business nonsense. I appreciate you. I know Clean Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Jay's show notes page and get everything you need to grow your cleaning company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.